It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today? The first Wiki Corner of 2025.
Well, it was on January 2nd of 1788 that Georgia voted to ratify the U.S. Constitution and become the fourth state in the modern United States.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah.
Hey, so not to take us off course here,
but
last week I had a winner. Last week, early this week, I had a winner who was visiting Rochester from Savannah.
Oh.
So, such a lovely voice. I mean, I assume she's beautiful.
A beautiful accent.
Yeah, really nice. Yeah.
So, the province of Georgia was established in 1732 with its first settlement occurring in 1733 when Savannah was founded, speaking of.
There you go.
By 1752, Georgia had transitioned into a British royal colony, making it the last and southernmost of the original 13 colonies.
Hmm.
Named in honor of King George II of Great Britain, the Georgia colony extended from South Carolina down to Spanish Florida and westward to French Louisiana along the Mississippi River.
Okay.
In the mid-20th century, several notable figures from Georgia, including Martin Luther King Jr., emerged as key leaders in the civil rights movement. Atlanta was chosen to host the 1996 Summer Olympics, celebrating the centennial of the modern Olympic Games.
Well, there was something that happened there, wasn't there?
I think so.
Isn't that the one that the bomb went off?
I think so.
Okay.
Since 1945, Georgia has experienced significant population and economic expansion. Between 2007 and 2008, 14 of Georgia's counties were listed among the 100 fastest growing in the United States.
How many?
14.
Wow. That's a lot.
So Georgia is known as the Peach State, but it's also the country's top producer of pecans, peanuts, and Vidalia onions.
Vidalia onions, too.
The state's onions are considered some of the sweetest in the world.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Gainesville in northeast Georgia touts itself as the poultry capital of the world, and Georgia is also in the top five blueberry producers in the United States.
Thank you.
In 1886, Coca-Cola was sold for the first time at Jacobs Pharmacy in Atlanta for 5 cents a glass. Decatur, Georgia is the site of the very first Waffle House, which today is the Waffle House Museum, featuring memorabilia from the chain's 60-year history.
All right.
In addition to Coca-Cola, Georgia is also home to the headquarters of Chick-fil-A, CNN, Delta Airlines, the Centers for Disease Control, and Home Depot.
And Home Depot, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Atlanta has been called the Hollywood of the South.
Oh, yeah.
Since 1972, over 800 films and 1,500 TV shows have been filmed on location in Georgia. Georgia overtook California in 2016 as the state with the most feature films produced on location.
Holy cow, really?
TV shows like Stranger Things, The Walking Dead, The Vampire Diaries are all filmed in the state, and movies like Forrest Gump, Hidden Figures, Sully, The Hunger Games, in Captain America, Black Panther, and many more were filmed all over Georgia.
I didn't realize that they were making films and television shows there so long back, like back to the 70s.
Yeah.
I thought it was all just newer stuff.
No, I guess not.
Okay.
Yeah. Since 1998, Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport has been the world's busiest airport by passenger traffic. It's the busiest and most efficient airport in the world, accommodating more than 100 million passengers annually.
Jeez.
In 2023, the airport served over 104.6 million passengers, the most of any airport in the world, and is also the world's busiest airport by aircraft movements.
Oh, movements.
Yeah. Movements, yeah.
Okay, sneaking around.
Now, one of the largest New Year's Eve celebrations in Georgia happens in the town of Tallapoosa, where they host the annual New Year's Eve possum drop.
The possum drop.
Spencer, the taxidermied opossum, is suspended in a wire ball that's decorated with Christmas lights and positioned at ground level for the majority of the night for pictures and such.
Sure.
And then at 11:30, he's raised to the top of one of the city's tallest buildings, and at midnight, he gets slowly lowered to the ground to symbolize the start of the new year.
I'm glad it.
Now, Spencer's name is a tribute to Ralph L. Spencer, a prominent 19th century businessman recognized for his contribution to the town's economic growth. Is that an honor? I don't know. Have the taxidermied possum named after you? I don't know.
Well, he's probably a cute little guy. I thought you were going to say they dropped him, like, fast. That would be awful.
That would be.
Even though he's taxidermied, long gone. But you know. All right. You picked out a record to go along with Georgia, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play their official state song, which is Georgia on My Mind by Ray Charles.
Oh, this one. It's a real gem. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world, and the legendary Ray Charles. Georgia on my mind. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because that is the official state song of Georgia, yes, which we were talking about, because it was on this day that they voted to ratify the Constitution and became the fourth state in the Union.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Georgia is the country's top producer of pecans, peanuts, and Vidalia onions.
Over 800 films and 1,500 TV shows have been filmed in Georgia since 1972.
And Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport is the world's busiest and most efficient airport.
And you know, Georgia, honestly, the only time I've been to Georgia, I don't think I've ever stopped in Savannah. I think I've always just kind of either driven through Georgia on my way to Florida, or obviously layovers at the airport. But I don't think I've been.
Like, I think just the airport for me.
Yeah. But it was always such a nice day when you were driving down to Florida and you hit Georgia, because it first of all felt like you were in the South because it was warmer.
Yeah.
And the peach trees. I mean, just it's beautiful. It is gorgeous down there.
Yeah.
All right, folks, want to learn more about Georgia, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And you can always watch all of this unfold along with images of what we're talking about on our Facebook page every day at 410, facebook.com/legends1027. Facebook Live, that's where it is. And then we archive everything up at YouTube. Go to YouTube and search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. You'll see the entire channel there, the Legends channel. You'll see all the archived video and audio. It's all up there. And you can like and subscribe that. Please do. And that's about it for today. First episode of the Wiki Corner for 2025.
In
the books. Episode 2 tomorrow. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic, weather, on the way next. Brian Adams and more of your favorites straight ahead on Legends 102.7.